praise be Jesus. Now and forever. Today's responsorial psalm is Psalm 91, which explains how God, our loving Father, has his protection over us. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. In you, my God, I place my trust. And so the saints who were filled with heavenly wisdom placed all of their trust and confidence in God, especially in the face of life's difficulties and of life's evils. We see that in Jacob in the first reading. At this point, he's been told by his mother Rebecca to take flight because his brother Esau wants to kill him. And so he's departed and he's headed toward Haran. And on his way, he stops for the night to get some sleep. And this is a man who is, again, on the run. And what does he do when he stops for the night to get some rest? He takes a stone to use as a pillow. Now, the commentary on this, the fathers of the church, they noticed in this a penitential act on the part of Jacob. You know, someone who is already suffering persecution then adds a penitential act. It makes sense that he would have taken his cloak or something like that to use as a pillow, but instead he uses a stone. And so the commentary says, note here how Jacob lies down with a penitential pillow, namely a stone. For a penitential bed, penitential food, and everything penitential is fitting for the citizens of heaven. St. John Chrysostom says, see the robust youth who uses a stone for his pillow. See the masculine spirit sleeping on the ground. For soft and golden beds are the sepulchres of the spiritually sleepy, slothful, and soft. Well, those who are hard and penitential belong to the strong and virtuous. And so that's it. The saints, they put their hope in God and their trust in God and not in the things of this world. Instead, they remain, they live rigorous lives. Now, this stone, which is a type of Christ, actually refreshed and strengthened Jacob, who was being persecuted by Esau. So while resting on this pillow, he sees a stairway or a ladder, which, if he has need, will receive him into heaven. And so, therefore, Christ is the repose of the weary, in whom they can always find heavenly refreshment. And this is what we see in today's gospel, as our Lord brings health and refreshment to the woman suffering from hemorrhages. He brings life to the dead daughter of the synagogue official. Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And so the saints who chose to live penitential lives nevertheless found heavenly refreshment in Christ. And we see the same thing in today's saint, Saint Elizabeth of Portugal, who, after her son's death, did not remain in her castle with riches, but instead chose a penitential life. She sold her jewels and possessions, gave the money to the poor, and would have entered the convent of the Poor Clares if her people did not convince her to stay outside of the convent, because they loved her so much and they saw the need they had for her, the consolation of her presence and her good works, her charity. And so instead, she embraced the rule of the Franciscan tertiaries, the strict rule at the time, and simply lived near the convent of the Poor Clares. Again, placing all of her hope and trust in Christ, not in her jewels and possessions, the things of this world. So let's strive to follow the example of these saints, the saints of old and Jacob, and the more recent saints, Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.